me show you something.
The first thing to understand about the sky is that it's always moving. I cast this chart at sunrise this morning, but now we're here. The sun has just set, Venus has just risen, and the moon is new. Look up this minute, and this is what you'll see. This exact configuration of stars, planets, and horizon, seen at this time on this day from this place on Earth. This pattern has never existed before, and it never will again. It's like a kind of cosmic fingerprint. Look up at this time tomorrow, and the sun will have set a little earlier, the moon will be a little higher in the sky, a different star will be crossing the horizon, and all the angles will have changed. Now you, Anna Wetherell, are also absolutely singular. Who you are is here and now. In this room, in this body, and nowhere else. And just like the sky, you two are always changing. By this time tomorrow, you'll be a slightly different person, and you'll see a slightly different sky. As above, so below. Which brings us to our second lesson. Every person reads a pattern in a different way. There's no right or wrong, no good or bad. It's just what you see and what you miss.
So how do you tell the future?
I'm afraid no one in the world has the power to do that. Fate, Miss Wetherell, is not a matter of what's going to happen. It's a matter of what's meant to happen. If I can convince you that a certain path is destined for you, then that's the path you will choose. It's very simple.
But that's not fate.
I beg your pardon?
That's just you.